Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, a special broadcast of Podzilla 1985. Warning, you will be hearing harsh language. Warning, you might hear Shannon say some not-so-nice things about Hulk Hogan. Gosh. Warning, the N-word will probably be dropped more than once. And now, let's send it over to Vinnie Mac and Big John Cena.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just hold it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, my nigga.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Nigga, I'm 100% nigga.
Nigga, I'm 200% nigga.
Nigga. Why do police hate niggas?
Nigga. They hate us cause our dicks is bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was a small example of what we in the industry like to call racism. And racism is a funny thing.
Industry?
In the industry.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure it's a world.
In the world, racism. And racism is a very serious thing, just like the motors revving up behind me on a hot Friday night in Cape Girardeau, Missouri on Podzilla 1985. We're talking about Hulk Hogan tonight. You've all heard the story. It's making the rounds. It's a bunch of horse shit. Tonight, talk to me about this horse shit, which is what it is. We got an all-star panel tonight, except for Hunter Hendricks. We got Zach Price. Zach, welcome back. It's been a week.
Welcome back.
You haven't been on in a week.
That's like eight shows.
That's like seven Shannon shows and 20 Jesse shows. All right, moving on. Louis, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back.
Haven't seen you since the Nate show.
Yeah, the Nate show.
The Nate show. That's what I named it in the file system is Nate.
I don't think anybody realizes I was on that show because they were just paying attention to what Nate said.
Everyone that talked to me about that show said that you actually you sounded really good and intelligent, and then there was Nate.
Listen to this show.
And then there was Nate. And then we got Big Johnny next to Louie. Hey, Big Johnny.
The guy who got a show named after him, the Trainwreck Show.
Trainwreck Thursday.
Last one I was on.
Yeah. Well, last time you dropped a Batman bomb on us. Oh, yeah. Tonight we're going to be dropping N-bombs all over the place.
Batman bomb.
Yeah, don't even get
us started. Well, you know, I do hold the distinction of being the first person to say the N-word on Podzilla.
You are, and you were banned for it. For about a month. Jokingly. We never actually banned you.
No.
The second episode.
I thought you were banned.
Yeah, Zach really thought you were banned, but no, it was a joke. I would never ban anybody for anything what they say on this show. Let's just say the word of the hour today is.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's nigger.
That's too many beans to do this whole show.
If you're cringing right now because Shannon just said the N word, whatever. You're not going to like the show. Turn it off and go listen to Nerd Up. They don't say anything offensive there.
Go listen to the Nate show.
Go listen to the Nate show. It's nothing but offensive.
You are saying it with the A and not the ER.
Oh, he said the ER.
I said the ER.
Okay, so we're going with the ER.
We're going full harshness. You gave a warning for a reason.
Wait, that's not the ER.
Be careful. Look who's outside.
There's a bunch of ERs outside.
Oh my God.
They're walking by. They heard you say it and we're fucked.
I officially have no. You just blew my mind, Johnny. Johnny's gone.
I can't believe my car.
That's the end of this episode, folks. You heard it here first.
They're sitting by.
Johnny, come back.
They're sitting by my car. I can't leave. They're waiting on me.
So that may have been a little over the top there, but hey, you know what? It's called freedom of speech. It's what we do here.
I don't like it.
So if you haven't heard, here's the story. Hulk Hogan. Let's give a little backstory on this. It was 8 years ago, Hulk Hogan, in the midst of his divorce from Linda Hogan, who by all means is a ham beast monster. Maybe not a ham beast.
Ham beasts are like me.
Yeah. No, I think she's more, what would you call her?
Psycho hose beast.
Succubus?
A hose beast, maybe.
Hose beast? Yeah. And I call her the dog face gremlin. I think that Nick
with a bunch of dogs.
They're in the middle of a divorce. Hulk Hogan is staying with Bubba the Love Sponge, Human Garbage.
Who's that?
He's a radio DJ. Yeah. Kind of like what I do, except he got paid for it.
He's a low rent Howard Stern.
You're not really
I don't know if I'd say he was better DJ. Because I saw him on TNA Impact.
Yeah, he was on TNA Impact for a while because of Hogan. Hogan went out of his way to do right by Bubba the Love Sponge. So Bubba the Love Sponge returned the favor by letting Hogan stay at his house and bang his wife. Zach just looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No.
You know the story, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, I don't know the story, but I've seen the video.
Doesn't surprise me. What's her name? Isn't her name Clem?
That's Bubba's real last name, Clem.
Oh, Bubba's name is Clem.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking name.
His name is Bubba Clem.
Bubba Clem.
Well, really I'm sure that's not his real first name.
That sounds
his
like
last
a,
name is Clem.
Bubba Love Sponge Clem.
That sounds like a presidential nominee
really
right there.
That sounds really messy and sticky.
For like the Green Party.
Google, give me the answer.
But he's banging Bubba's wife. And knowing, Bubba knows this. And they videotaped it.
Wasn't he in like the beginning of the video or something like that?
Yeah, he's like passing her off to Hogan. And Hogan walks in. Hogan does his thing, brother. He dropped a leg on her.
A third leg.
Damn it, Lou, you stole my joke.
Hulk Hogan came crashing down.
And
it hurt inside.
Everything I said in that Nate show is just wiped clean now.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
We're gonna make some frenemies.
Remember all those images of the blackout we had about Seth Rollins' penis and everything?
It's all coming back for Hulk Hogan.
It's all worse for Hulk Hogan. I imagine it now.
That's an orange penis.
And
it's like wacky wave and tube guy. So it's coming out of
really,
Hogan's crotch.
This shows like a no goddamn sense.
Because nobody really cares. Bubba the Love Sponge's real name is Todd Allen Clem.
So it's not Bubba, at least.
And his wife is Heather.
Heather.
Do you have a picture of her?
Why wasn't he?
What is this bitch
why wasn't
like?
He just like Clem the Love Sponge?
Bubba plays better in the South.
Okay, what's our topic?
Than Clem. The topic is what happened to Hulk Hogan that night. So he's banging Bubba's wife. They videotaped it, and then years later they released it to Gawker.com. Gawker.com posted it. Hogan sued them over invasion of privacy. And during the trial, which is going to court, the National Enquirer, of all fucking things, breaks the story that during the transcript, Hulk Hogan goes on a racist rant, quote unquote. I'm trying to pull up exactly what he said because I want the people to know what Hogan said.
Don't you really just need the one word to get it offensive?
Can we dramatize it?
I can do my best Hogan impression.
Well, brother, I
guess we're all a little racist. Is what he said.
Good job.
Yeah,
real good job.
Brother, here's what Hulk says to Bubba's wife in what he thinks is a private moment. This is the important thing. Yeah, she's pretty hot. No doubt. I mean, and then look at Bubba the Love Sponge compared to Hulk Hogan.
He is a fat piece of crap.
Yeah, he is a piece of garbage.
It gives like everybody in this room hope.
Yeah, look at it. What a douchebag. John's showing us a picture of Bubba the Love douche. Hogan goes on to say that his wife or his daughter Brooke is making some bad decisions. Blah blah blah. Where's it get good? All right, so Hogan says, "I don't know if Brooke was fucking the black guy's son. I mean, I don't have double standards. I mean, I am a racist to a point, fucking niggers. But then when it comes to nice people and shit and whatever, try to decipher that if you want. I don't
add
know what
a brother in there, and I'm sure it makes perfect sense.
I think what he was trying to do the Chris Rock routine.
Yes, where
there's
the difference between black people
black
and niggers.
People
yes.
and niggers. Yeah,
yeah. He also goes on to say, I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some nigger, I'd rather have her marry an 8 foot tall nigger worth $100 million like a basketball player. I guess we're all a little racist, fucking niggers. So that's what Hogan said in the National Enquirer. Broken story and the backlash. Oh man.
I could just imagine the National Enquirer like, guys,
we finally got one. Should we bump Bat Boy? What about them finding dinosaurs? Did you ever get more of those Jurassic Park toys in? No, we're going to have to wait for that because National Enquirer is a joke. So what's worse? This happening to Hogan or the fact that the National Enquirer is the one that broke it? That Hogan's going to go down because of the National Enquirer.
And
their stories are faker than his tan.
And is Harvey Levin pissed because TMZ didn't get it first?
Oh, I bet he's torching his yarmulke right now. That's right. I said it.
Little cheeky baby there.
So what happened? WWE has blacklisted Hulk Hogan. They've pulled his merchandise. They pulled his name from the website. They have Chris Benoit Hulk Hogan. Hogan was fired. He apologized, said, I'm sorry for the thing I said 8 years ago. In a private recording. Now, first off, if I said this on Facebook, if this was a court of law, what he said would never be admissible because it was recorded illegally. It should have, you can't use it. You can't use it against him. But in the court of public opinion, Hogan is fucked. His career is over. He's not quite Bill Cosby, but he's getting close. Now, my question to the panel is, we'll just start off, do you think what happened to Hulk Hogan is right? And I want to get each person's opinion, so I'm going to go around the room instead of everybody yelling over each other, which is the It's Always Sunny way we do this. Zach, I want to start with you, because you and I are probably going to disagree on this. Hulk Hogan, fired from WWE, blacklisted, he's nowhere to be seen, which is hard to do with that orange-ass skin. What do you think?
Well, there's... I don't agree they should have Benoit'd him, you know?
I like that term, by the way. I forget who said that to me first, but it's a good term.
But, okay, there's a couple things I want to mention. Okay, remember a few months back when talking about that TNA diva getting pulled in?
Havoc.
Yeah, we thought that was funny at the time whenever she had all those racist tweets out.
We thought that was funny.
Yes. Yeah. She still got in trouble for it, and we didn't think a big thing up, but now it's Hulk Hogan. He's more of a celebrity. It's a bigger deal with him, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But if you also look at the whole China incident, they don't want to pull China back in because when you Google her name, what comes
up? It's porn.
Now when you Google Hulk Hogan's name, there's two things that can come up. A sex tape and as offensive.
That's a good point. I still think it's hypocrisy at its best, and we'll talk about why it's hypocrisy.
There's a lot of hypocrisies in WWE. Just any little thing. Like, they can do this one day, but then next week somebody can do it, and they're fired for the exact same thing.
They make the rules, and when you make the rules, you can break them whenever you want.
Yes.
Which is terrible. So you don't have a problem with them firing Hogan. You think it was the right move?
Yes and no. I think they could have maybe taking him off for just a little while, you know, just push him to the back burner, you know, act like as if it never happened. But then again, they also have a bunch of wrestlers that'd be like, what the hell?
You know? And you've got the social justice warriors who are never going to let Hulk Hogan live down.
So they have to do something to save their ass for the time. I mean, I don't think he's going to be gone for a long time.
So you think he'll be back?
Oh, in a couple of years, he'll definitely be back. They're going to overlook it like they do everything else.
Louis, what do you think about that? Do you agree?
What
do you agree that Hogan's going to be back first off?
I really don't care, to be quite honest. I mean, I've been somebody who's, disliked Hulk Hogan for 10 years now. And I mean, and I have made no mistake about it that I have said time and time again that I thought he was a human piece of garbage. I think Hulk Hogan's a piece of garbage. I mean, when I say under my breath garbage, you know, whenever somebody mentions Hulk Hogan, I mean, I'm doing it to be funny, but I really do think he's a piece of garbage. If I never saw him on my TV again, it would be too soon.
You think they made the right call to firing him?
Well, see, I think they made the right call by getting him off my TV because I don't like seeing him, but I don't necessarily think if this is the way it's going to happen, I guess this is the way it's going to happen. I mean, but it's a shame is kind of what it is. But I don't necessarily have a problem with it. Am I rambling? Because it kind of feels like I'm rambling.
Hey, go for it. Just let it flow, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I don't necessarily because I'm under the you know I'm under the not only the impression the I'm under the belief that a word cannot be racist.
Yeah.
It is the meaning behind the word that is racist. Now, I think the way Hogan said it was obviously racist.
John.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about it? As the first person that got banned from the show for saying the N-word, what do you think about this?
Okay, I'm going to
Before I launch into my huge tirade.
Okay, I'm going to take the corporate side on
this. It might be racist.
I'm going to take the corporate side on this.
Okay.
Yeah, they did the right thing. Here's the thing, though, and here's my point on it. WWE knew that Hogan had this litigation going on with Gawker about this sex tape.
Yeah.
They should never have brought him back in the first place. Why did they not expect this to not blow up in their faces?
Yeah, even if it wasn't the racist rant, the fact that Hulk Hogan had a sex tape out in the same breath that Triple H said he won't bring China back, is ridiculous.
But then again, you don't Google Hulk Hogan and see him in green paint acting like She-Hulk.
That's true. I did see China get fucked by a guy who looked like Hulk Hogan in a porno, though.
Boy.
He did not look like Hogan.
He didn't look like Hogan, brother. He didn't have the arms, that's for sure.
He didn't have the neck, the chest, the arms, the legs.
Brother. Well, all right, so I think Louis is. What is it? I gotta see it.
It's the we're the past trip at WrestleMania 3.
Oh yeah. So there's a great the great image of Hulk Hogan taken out of the main event of WrestleMania 3, and Andre the Giant is just flying through the air, because that's what they've done. They've tried to erase Hulk Hogan from our minds. And Zach, you asked me earlier. You said you were looking through my list here, and you said, why do I have Wiz Khalifa on Raw written down? It's a valid question. What does that have to do with this? The reason I have Wiz Khalifa on Raw written down is they fired Hulk Hogan and blacklisted him for saying the N-word. Because what was the explanation that they had? Oh, I wish I could find it.
Now it's funny to think about when you think back when Snoop Dogg was on Raw with Hogan and they're doing the flexing and everything.
That's funny. Let me look up the WWE statement.
Now all you see is Snoop doing it and there's no Hogan anymore.
I will say while you're looking that up.
Yeah, go ahead, because it's Hogan, my
thing. Hogan survived this really horrible reality show. He survived the divorce from his wife, all the scandal from that. He survived his son killing a guy in a car wreck.
More or less.
Hogan will survive this.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back in two years. He'll get through it. He'll be fine.
Here's the statement from WWE.
He'll do Dancing with the Stars, and he'll be back.
Oh, yeah, he will. He's on next week.
He'll put him with a black partner.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what they do on that show.
I don't get that joke.
They typecast. They really do.
Okay. Here's a statement from WWE. WWE terminated its contract with Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan. WWE is committed to embracing and celebrating individuals from all backgrounds, as demonstrated by the diversity of our employees, performers, and fans worldwide. So what they're saying is, we're taking a stance against racism. What he said is awful. So why is Wiz Khalifa on Raw important? Have you ever listened to a Wiz Khalifa song?
Yeah.
I know Black and Yellow makes a lot more sense to me now.
hold on. Let me get this out.
I'm sorry.
So Hulk Hogan is fired for saying the N-word, and Wiz Khalifa, they celebrate on Raw, bring him on, treat him like a king, when every single one of his songs, probably, I've looked through a couple of lyrics, not all of them, because I don't care to, says nigger in almost every song. I'm sorry, he says nigga. See, there's a difference between nigger and nigga to white people who think they know what racism is and what it isn't. You know, white privilege and all that, that's a different show. Vince McMahon brings Wiz Khalifa on Raw and celebrates his appearance. Wiz Khalifa, big star on Raw. Who says the N-word all the time? Now, black people, you want equality and you don't want racism. And yet you honor and celebrate black people who say the same word that you're offended by. So Hulk Hogan says it and gets fired. Wiz Khalifa says it and he's a megastar. Where's the justice in that?
Well, it's a colloquialism. It's different.
How is it different?
I agree.
How is it different?
It's a colloquialism. You know, it's like if I'm calling you bro, I'm not actually saying, hey, you're my brother. You're my physical blood brother,
so
Shannon.
It's okay for black people to use the term nigga. But white people can't. They say it's racist and offensive when white people say it, but when black people say it, it's okay. Well, the word that I have heard so many people today say is the most evil word in the English language. It's fine if they say it, but we can't. There's a double standard.
It's like a meridian.
I want to know.
What'd you say?
Nothing. You won't get it.
I am of the belief that a word cannot be racist. A word is not racist. It's the meaning behind the word. It's the feeling behind the word. Just like a gun can't be evil, or I can't think of another analogy for that.
I get what you're saying.
But
so the term nigga alone, the word nigga, is not offensive.
It's harmless. It's a word. It's a series of letters put together. That's all it is. I think whenever people are offended by it, they're more offended by who's saying it than what is actually being said. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, and I agree with that, and that's how a lot of people see that. But then the other people will say that the word itself is offensive and it needs to be completely obliterated from the English language.
Well, I mean, just to share a story here. I was playing WWE 12 or 13, one of those games online with a guy who was black. It was me and a couple of friends of mine and this black guy who was an Xbox Live friend of mine who had hung out with him a few times. So we're playing, WWE 12 or whatever game it was. And, Randy Orton was in the match. And I just said, Randy Orton, we coming for you, nigga.
The Booker T joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the black guy just flies off the handle and he's like, I should come over there and beat the crap out of your fat ass and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's just like, you called me. And I'm just like, what? No. And then there's another guy who is in the party who is just like, he's basically Tumblr if Tumblr was a human being. Oh, I mean, like, for those of you who get that joke, congratulations. But basically, he's very ultra left. Whenever the whole Mike Brown thing happened, I pointed out that there were like violent riots and stuff. And he's like, well, you're a racist because of that.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a racist because you think that there were riots. I'm like, there were riots.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's a building that shows that this building was destroyed. And he deleted me. He's like, you're ridiculous. I can't have you on my friends list anymore. And he still calls me a racist to this day because I believed in the quote unquote media thugification.
Which I agreed on. You remember, you and I had some common beliefs on that one.
I don't even remember.
Well,
but basically, you know, it's because I was a white guy and I was quoting a wrestling meme and, you know, during a wrestling game.
Yeah.
It was completely appropriate in context because there was two guys ganging up on Randy Orton in this game. But still, people flew off the handle because I'm a middle class white guy in the middle of, you know, in BFE, Missouri, you know, so it's.
Well, John, when we did the show, you made the "we coming for you nigga" joke.
That's right.
And everyone at the show went, oh my God, take my name off the show. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it. Zach fucking ran out. He took where he worked off the website. Because he was so afraid of it.
Don't fucking make me look like an asshole here.
Well, no, Asa also was shocked and shocked and awed. But even if you, okay, let's say for argument's sake that my argument is wrong and the word, it's fine to have Wiz Khalifa on there. Let's celebrate the N word as long as there's no ER on it. A couple of other things I want to point out. We played at the beginning of the show when Vince McMahon said my nigga to John Cena in front of Booker T, which they turned into a joke.
That's a fictional character in a fictional universe.
Because wasn't Booker T's big line when that was out was, tell me you didn't just say that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because it's on television and he's playing a character, it's fine.
We afford
him more luxuries than we afford Hulk Hogan in the privacy of his own or someone else's bedroom.
I mean,
at least.
If you go and watch the movie the Longest Yard, you know, Steve Austin says the N word four or five times.
Multiple times.
Yeah, directly to a black guy's face.
Yeah.
Do I think that Stone Cold Steve Austin, he's a bad person because he said this word? No, it's a character. It's a fictional character in a fictional universe. He's a character in fiction. That's what Vince McMahon is, essentially. I mean, Vince McMahon on camera is essentially that. There's only been like two or three times where he hasn't been that. When Chris Benoit died and when Eddie Guerrero died, and that's about the only few times I can think of.
So when they say they're celebrating the whatevers in their fucking bullshit excuse that they had for firing Hulk Hogan, there's nothing that should happen because of what Vince said to John Cena, because it was a character. Like, that's not a part of the show. All right, what about Michael Cole calling Josh Matthews a faggot on Twitter in 2011 with no repercussion?
I need to think about that a little bit because I forgot. I remember that happened.
You're Michael Cole. Yeah, I'm looking right at Zach.
No, I want to say a couple things real quick, though.
Oh, Muggle?
Yeah.
Muggle?
Michael Cole.
Muggle? Okay, you remember how you said it's different if you know, black people say it compared to white people say it?
Yeah.
And a different way to look at it, you know, might not be the same level, but you know, if you have a sibling and you pick on your little sibling or they pick on you, however it may be, and then somebody else goes and picks on them, you know, you don't like it when they do it. You know, I've had the same thing and they're like, well, you get to pick on your little brother. Well, yeah, it's my little brother. It's me. I can do it because we'll get through it. But when somebody else picks on them, it's total different. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah. It's called a double standard.
I don't care what it's
called. For black people to say, don't say this word is horrible, it shouldn't be spoken. And then it's spoken all the time.
It also depends on who you're talking to, because some people don't like it and they won't say it.
Well,
but then there are some people who will use it thinking it's funny and, you know.
I use it.
There's different classes of them that'll use it.
I say the N-word every day. Every day. I grew up in an urban area. We said it to each other. Back then, I thought it was cool. It cost me many a friend and girlfriend because white families don't like it when their daughters date white guys that say the N-word all the time. I still say it today. I say it as a joke. I say it as satire. I say it to expose people that use racism as a weapon. I find it to be a very useful word.
Okay.
So with Hulk Hogan, let me just say, I'm disappointed in what he said. It was a stupid thing to say, and it is racist what he said. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a horrible thing to say that he said 8 years ago in a messy time when Hulk Hogan, the first thing he did was say something about God. I don't remember the exact quote, but from all what Hulk Hogan says, if he is a born again Christian, then what he said 8 years ago Should that be held against him today?
Not necessarily, but you also have to look, he is their biggest draw. He will, you know, he is their biggest image they have, besides John Cena. You know, anybody you talk to, anybody nowadays, like, when I told my parents, went to the wrestling show this week, oh, you're going to see Hulk Hogan? It's the only wrestler they know is Hulk Hogan. You know, so a lot of people still refer to wrestling as Hulk Hogan, who doesn't wrestle anymore. So he will be tied with this, no matter if he says it or if he doesn't. Because what's everybody going to say? Hulk Hogan, former WWE wrestler, has been said this. Every news station's going to say that. They're going to say what he's been tied to, and he's going to be tied to them.
He's going to have to live with it. There's a couple people that have come out in defense of Hulk Hogan. George Foreman said, I've known Hulk Hogan for 20 years. I do not condone the language he used, but he is no racist. He is a good guy. He is a friend of mine. We have hung out together, and we have been in the ring together. I consider him a friend. Virgil said, you can only judge a person based on past experiences. Hulk Hogan has never given me a reason to believe he is racist. Also said he's done more for him than anyone else. A lot of people are coming out. Mick Foley came out in defense of him. By all means, everyone's saying Hulk Hogan's not a racist. He said something stupid 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that reason enough to completely blacklist him from WWE?
Here's the deal. 2 months ago, it would not have been a big deal. South Carolina happened. The whole thing with the flag happened. Had these events not happened, this would not have been a big deal. He probably would have got slapped on the wrist. They would have swept it under the rug.
It's just PR.
It would have been nothing.
It's just bad timing.
But yeah, exactly. Bad timing. And we're living in a world right now where everybody's butthurt about the littlest thing. And this is what happens. But, you know, it's a fall from grace type story because Hulk Hogan in the 80s, like you were saying.
He was wrestling. He was the consummate good guy.
He was, you know, making the movies. He was the No Holds Barred movie, you know, and he was.
Suburban Commando. Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny.
No, not Mr. Nanny. Mr. Nanny. Santa with muscles. Yeah.
Mr. Nanny. Yeah, he was everywhere. He was in Gremlins 2, for God's sake.
My favorite scene in Gremlins 2. And I'm not defending what Hulk Hogan said. I'm just defending the fact that the man has been put in the same category as a man that murdered his entire family. He is!
I understand where you're going, but, you
know. Here's the thing that gets me the most.
Well.
So, WWE.com pulled Hogan's stuff, right? I mentioned this to John. I think I mentioned it to Zach before. Louis, I want you to know. They pulled everything from Hulk Hogan. You can't find him on WWE's website.
Oh,
you know.
I know.
You know who's still on the website?
Who? Iron Sheik.
The Ultimate Warrior. Have you ever heard a single thing Iron Sheik has said? Faggot this, faggot that.
One tweet.
Just anything.
He gets every offense and everybody in one tweet.
Yeah. So the Iron Sheik, especially now when we have at least legally said we accept homosexuality because now homosexuals have the right to marry, here is a guy who has made a post-WWE career out of saying faggot. He's still on WWE.com.
But when's the last time he's been on the show? When's the last time he's been?
It doesn't matter.
But yes, it does. Because
he's still on the website.
Hogan is, okay, I understand that he probably shouldn't have got fired. You know, what he said, they probably shouldn't hold against him. But they have to do something because of the timing. They also do something because it's to help them save their image. He's going to get through. He's going to be back in a couple years. But there is a difference in Hulk Hogan still being drawn by WWE. He's on TV shows. He's on live events. He's there. He is the person they use for all their media. Iron Sheik has been on the show. They're not going to have him on the show in a long time. So.
But by WWE standards, where they say they don't tolerate racism or anything offensive like that, that means nothing.
But have you seen
Iron Sheik should be gone. Doesn't matter.
But you haven't seen a highlight or anything that has Iron Sheik. Like, they basically put him to the back that you haven't seen. I haven't seen when I look at WrestleMania highlights, I don't see him in it. When I look at any other wrestling highlights, I haven't seen Iron Sheik in like 2 years on their TV, any footage at all.
But that doesn't matter. They said we do not tolerate this. And then you still have a guy on the website that is that way. And not just one time in a private video that got leaked by some bitch who wanted money. No, this is on Howard Stern's show. This is all over YouTube. This is stuff that anyone can go look up at any time and listen to and laugh and enjoy. And they have, because I have, because it's fucking funny. But at the same time, it's also horribly offensive, but they haven't taken him down. They have an Ultimate Warrior Award. An Ultimate Warrior Award for a guy that once said queer and don't make the world work, and it was an outspoken advocate against homosexuality. So the hypocrisy is so strong on this case. I mean, am I the only one that sees it?
No. And you know, I threw up earlier to you the whole Alberto Del Rio thing.
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio.
Guy calls him, you know, basically insults his heritage as being Hispanic. Alberto Del Rio gets mad, maybe a little too mad, you know, gets on a hold of the guy who gets fired on the situation.
Alberto Del Rio. The guy actually resigned later.
Yeah.
Wasn't fired by WWE.
Wasn't fired for it. No.
So, yeah.
I just want to point out something to take it back a little bit earlier, about it being colloquialism.
It's a big word.
It's a big word.
I'm looking it up.
But basically,
what are they yelling about 2K?
I heard Planet 2K. Maybe they're saying going to go play 2K.
They want to go play 2K without Hulk Hogan.
Which or 2K? Maybe they're going to play the NBA.
With Hulk Hogan not in the game anymore, it's only going to have like 31 wrestlers on the roster.
There are 28 versions of Hulk Hogan.
What if they take out? Oh, wait, never mind. Go ahead. I thought they had his leg drop, but they put in the headbutt still. So
yeah.
You're good on that.
What I was getting at is, for a brief period, I don't know if any of you guys know this, for a brief period, I sold, cleaner door to door.
I did not know that. No.
It was very, very brief. It was, summer 2005, it was a cleaner called Ready Clean, and there was people of all walks of life that were on our team that traveled. I only did it for 2 weeks because it was just way hot and I didn't want to do it. I didn't sell anything. But there was, white, black, Spanish, I don't think there was any Asians, but there was, Cajun and, middle class, upper class, and there was, Indian. There was all kinds of guys in there, and it was actively encouraged by everybody to use the N-word. And if you didn't do it, you were an outsider. If you didn't say it, then you were looked down upon by everybody else, by the whites, the blacks, the Mexicans, everybody in there said it. And the guy who recruited me, the van driver, John Peterson, I remember his name. And
shout out to John Peterson.
And he said, oh no, you'll get used to saying it, because I didn't want to say it for a long time either, but then I just started saying it, and now, and then now it's just second verbiage, or it's just second nature to me. Because it was openly encouraged by everybody that was there. White, black, didn't matter.
Yeah, I feel like the room split, but I kind of feel like it's split sort of this way, like a zigzag. Johnny's kind of on my side.
I think it's split four ways.
Yeah, I think we all have a differing opinion on it. But let's go to some fan opinions real quick. Ask the question on my Facebook. What do you guys think of the Hulk Hogan incident? Max Ritter says, my question is, who are they going to get for the third judge for Tough Enough? Hopefully someone who's not stupid enough to put Patrick in the bottom three.
Arn Anderson.
I think Arn Anderson's a great idea. Absolutely fantastic.
I've actually heard names like Flair and Foley.
Okay, I thought about Flair.
Flair can't stay sober
long enough. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Flair's a little obnoxious too much sometimes.
You know who's pushing for the position? The Iron Sheik.
Really?
Yeah. He tweeted or whatever about Hulk Hogan. Didn't really say anything about Hulk Hogan. Just said, if you want to see Iron Sheik on Tough Enough, retweet, give me hell yeah. There's no way in hell it's going to happen, obviously.
No, there's no way.
But if it did, then you could just burn down the WWE.
To me, Hulk Hogan was the industry veteran judge.
Yes.
He was the, I've been there, done everything. Had schedules worked out, which, God, he's like one of the busiest men in all of the industry now, in any industry, Dwayne Johnson would be great for the judge.
Yeah. What about
Stone Cold, obviously.
Or even Austin, yeah.
Yeah. Some a veteran.
Well, I think Mick Foley would be another good one because they only have one save, and he'd want to save somebody every week.
Jim Duggan.
Of course,
Hacksaw.
Here's the bitch move. They're just going to take...
Piper's crazier than Hogan.
They're just going to take Jericho and put him into the judge seat, and then Renee is going to host the show.
Which I would be fine with that, too, to an extent. Jericho would do a great job. Anybody can do a great job on that.
Because he's been there every week.
You can rock
he's seen everything
well.
Every yeah. week. So
you can rock that scarf. That nothing but love. Hey, we got one from Asa Gray, our old friend Asa Gray.
Hey, that guy.
Hey, I miss you, Asa.
He says... Goddamn. No, it's fine. Asa says, this is a rough one. Don't get me wrong. What he said is inexcusable and awful. It's just crazy that it was the remarks and not the sex tape that itself that garnered his reaction. But according to Triple H, that is what's keeping China out of the Hall of Fame. Ultimate Warrior is also a documented and well-known bigot, but they have no problem honoring him. Maybe this is Vince's own insecurities about his views on black people. He asked, do you remember the time he called seeing the N-word in front of, he said Ron Simmons, but he wasn't sure it was Booker T, leading to an overreaction. It could be his way of saying, oh no, racism is awful and bad. See, we hate Hogan now. Please don't look at how we've treated almost every black superstar. I can't think of many black superstars that don't come out to a rap song, except for New Day. But even it's the stereotypical black gospel. And then there's R-Truth, stereotypical black rapper.
What's up?
Primetime players, stereotypical black athlete.
Crime time.
Oh, Jesus Christ, crime time. Saba Simba.
Hey, I know a guy who has a wrestling belt with those signed by Crime
Time. Shut the fuck up.
Crime Time. Okay, wait. Crime Time, their gimmick started out as being a couple thugs who would rob you blind, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What about the, what was that, Hispanic group that came out on the John Deere lawnmower?
Oh, the Lucha, what were they called? The Mexicools.
Mexicools, yeah.
And also the, Hunico come out on that bike when the one dude was on his pegs.
Yeah. Well, that's not racist.
If you look
What about Rico? What about Billy and Chuck? Yeah, not offensive at all.
Well, Billy and Chuck weren't gay, remember? They just...
At the end, they turned, which really pissed off Glad. That's a funny story in itself.
Not the trash bag, right?
Oh, no.
Hey, shout out to Muhammad Hussein, who got fired for reason but being bad timing.
Bad timing. And he was incredible. You liked Muhammad Hussein? He was incredible.
I miss him so much.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. Asa also wants to say, I think firing him would have been sufficient. To go full Benoit on the biggest star they've ever had just seems unnecessary and honestly unrealistic.
Yeah. Now, what was the first thing Asa said? Because I had a point to it. What was his first paragraph?
What was it about Triple H in China?
Yeah. Because with that being the undoing, now here's the reason why I think that it's not the undoing of Hulk Hogan, but it is the undoing of China. Because Hulk Hogan didn't willfully sign up to be in a sex tape.
Yes.
China willfully signed up to be in porn and actively promotes it.
Yes. That's her career.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
She retired?
She's retired. Yeah. She tries to put it behind. She's saying, I'm no longer in porn. She's also saying that she regrets, I think she's also been on stage. She's like, she regrets doing it. She was in a bad place in her life with drugs and everything.
And I hope that's absolutely true because that'd be great. But I feel just like Hulk Hogan back at WWE.
Hey, here we go.
She'll be back taking it up the butt.
I'm sorry. I just thought of something else because of China. Sean Waltman, the guy who made the original sex tape with China. He was at WrestleMania.
Hey, you know what's even funnier? Okay. Well, that's a difference.
Double standard.
What's even funnier is that, China was on a podcast a while back.
Oh, talking about where X-Pac called in.
Yeah, like she that was bad mouthing him.
Well, to be fair, it's called the China sex tape, not the X-Pac sex tape.
It was one night in China, not one
X-Pac in China.
Triple
one
X-Pac.
A hot pocket in China.
Porn parody. Hot pockets. No.
What you gonna eat?
He put a six in China. Gave her the Bronco Buster.
Hey, dude. He gave her a face buster, if you know what I mean. It's the X Factor, Louis. God damn that face. Hey, we got one from Nate Smith.
Who?
Nate!
Nasty Nate. Nate says.
Wait, you gotta read it in his voice.
Wait a minute. Does he even know who the fuck Hulk Hogan is?
I think if there's ever a wrestler, anyone. Like, that's the thing about Hulk Hogan. He's like Mario. If nobody's played a video game, they know who Mario is.
And I think that's why WWE fired him.
I know somebody who actually didn't know who Hulk Hogan was, and I'm like, what? Is it her?
No.
Okay. Nate says, I think that this should have stayed quiet. Something relatively harmless as name-calling in the past has no effect on today. And to publicly shame him for its sickening and hypocritical, is sickening and hypocritical, considering I've heard of plenty of people who have said much worse than he did and get off scot-free. Wouldn't be all about burning the person at the stake if old Kimmy Kardashian had said this, would we? Or some other celebrities that shall remain unnamed. He also says, I'm not defending what he said, mind you. It's terrible what he said, but to want him to burn in hell over a few ill-choiced words is absolutely disgusting, and anyone who thinks otherwise deserves to get punched in the face.
Well, Nate doesn't really get it. I mean, because there's a few things that he said that just made me realize.
It's his white privilege.
Well, he missed the point. Because it's not the people are burning him at the stake.
Another Nate show on the working.
Well,
Louis went in on that one.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on what his viewpoint is.
We also got one from my old friend Derek Davis, who I don't talk to nearly enough. He says, okay.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck's going on right now?
Derek says all right. Sometimes when you're typing on Facebook, you're not paying attention to what you're saying, and you just type stuff out, and later you look back and go, maybe I could have worded that
better.
Maybe
I should have reread that.
Yeah. So he says, he not racialist. Derek, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry.
He doesn't listen to his show.
Repeat, do that again.
He not racialist. I think he meant he's not racist, but he said it out of pure disrespect to The Rock. That's the most disrespectful thing someone born in this era could think of. It's like saying, fuck someone dead grandma. You just want to say the most disrespectful shit you could think of about somebody. I think what he means is
The Rock's Samoan.
Well, apparently on the he's half black. Yeah.
But he's mostly Samoan by his mother's side.
Well, half.
It doesn't matter.
It's 50-50.
I'm just messing with you.
We also have a quote here. I think Tanner had something he wanted to say about it. Tanner. You said, what's up, Tanner?
Fuck Tanner.
No, we don't fuck Tanner here. He said, what was said was stupid and insensitive, but also what the WWE is doing is hypocritical. I see racism every time a black entertainer comes out.
R-Truth.
Crime time. Go on and on and on. My old friend Michelle, she even had something to say about this. Michelle and I, we used to do, Louis, you ever do an E-Fed?
Oh my gosh. I did like five.
Yeah. Me and her used to do an E-Fed together. I actually got her into wrestling, I think.
Electronic feeding?
She kind of, yeah, we used to feed each other electronically.
I actually did an E-Fed a couple years ago.
I love E-Feds. They were a lot of fun.
Sounds like electronic feeding.
She says, I have limited knowledge of the situation, but I think it's a little bit unfair for them to fire him over it, considering what he said was said in private, and he didn't know he was being filmed. It was also apparently 8 years ago. I was not aware of that part. Yes, what he said was wrong, but I just don't think it was fair. I do understand why they would do it, though, because they don't want to be associated with that sort of behavior. And lastly, we have one from our old friend Hunter Hendricks, who I really wanted to know what he thought on the situation, because Hunter is always the voice of reason.
Because he's our biggest star.
Read it in a really announcery voice.
You want our biggest star of the show to have the best one?
Concisely, I have a hard time taking it seriously, because Hogan's a little tougher to scrub from WWE history than Benoit.
Deeper.
And I do think it's an overreaction. But they have to do something. I respect the turnaround on this to be a couple of years.
Deeper.
Doesn't make it right, but there it is. That's too deep.
Shut up.
That's what she said. High five. Zach and Shannon, high five right there. All right, so it seems...
I just read something that pissed me off.
Okay, we're done being mad now. We're happy again.
No, let me get this out.
Go ahead.
That's what she said.
He just broke Johnny.
Booker T, who featured in a video several years ago where he used the N-word, took to Twitter to share his thoughts on Hogan and what it was said. Booker T said, 20 years ago, I made a huge mistake by saying something I shouldn't have on national TV. It's 2015 and the N-word should be eradicated from the English language, in my opinion. I am shocked by the statements made by Hulk Hogan. It's unfortunate, but that's something that he's going to have to deal with. You bigoted piece of shit.
Oh,
you were in a segment where the N-word was dropped right in front of you. And now you're saying it's shocking when you use the N-word against Hogan.
Colloquialism.
Apparently, if it's...
I don't know what that word means.
Because it's a character, it's not Vince McMahon saying it.
It's still bullshit.
It is still bullshit. I absolutely agree. I don't know. This isn't going to pick up. Jesus Christ, that's loud.
Right? It's a new phone.
What is it?
It's an LG G4.
Me too.
What's the definition of colloquialism?
Colloquialism, a word or phrase that is not formal or literary, typically one used in ordinary or familiar conversation.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
That's some fancy shit right there.
I don't think that was Stephen Hawking.
It's basically,
don't look up Stephen.
It's like saying bro. Colloquialism is like saying bro or dude or, Shizzle.
But still, you can't.
Shizzle's not going to get me fired from a job.
You can't say, as a black person, you can't say the word should be eradicated. Nowhere is there an asterisk that says, unless it's spoken by a character in a movie. I know some people, Spike Lee, that took offense to Quentin Tarantino using the N-word so many times in his films. And Spike Lee's little and angry. So if he can be upset about it, then Booker T should be upset about it too. What did Mark Henry say? Because that was my favorite one. He's happy that they took a quick turnaround to this obvious racism. Yeah. It's swift.
Swift.
So let's ignore everything else that Vince McMahon has done and put on television, that he knowingly has put on television. Not just the racism. What about all of the misogynistic stuff from the 90s and the 2000s? You know why they stopped that shit? Because Linda ran for office. That's why they stopped that.
That's why we have the whole PG era.
Yeah, because Vince McMahon is a fucking hypocrite. He will do what it takes to make money, and that's it. I disagreed with Asa just earlier this week when he said he wanted to walk away from WWE because of the booking decisions. Now, I want to walk away from it because of the hypocrisy in that fucking place that it just pisses me off so bad. Go ahead, Zach. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zach.
I was going to ask you not to leave wrestling.
Well, I'm gonna.
We need a reason to the show.
I'm still gonna do it because I love doing the pro wrestling unscripted. But my God, if I've ever been more disappointed in WWE, I can't think of it.
I just think it's all about, you know, I agree. We've already, I've said it probably 1,000 times. It's the timing, like we all agreed, you know, it's
Hogan
the timing.
Hogan will be back.
Hogan will be back, but it's all about the timing of how he said it, because with everything that's going on recently.
Yeah.
You know.
They're going to save face.
Yeah, I don't agree. He should have got, I mean, I go back and forth. Maybe he should have been fired. Maybe he should have been. He had to get some kind of punishment, but depending on, but because of where we are standing in the times with all the events that have happened, there has to be something done. So they have to take the next biggest step, which is firing him. I don't think they should have been Wadham. You know, leave his stuff on there. You know, what
yeah,
do
that's
do?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My biggest thing is if he's is he been Wad to on the network to where they took out his special segments like WrestleMania 3? Is he just going to go from Macho Man
well,
all the way to the end?
That, that's, yeah, I heard that's, Andre just floated.
Yeah, he just floated now. But I do think he'll be over this. Just like Hunter said, 2 years he'll be back.
Hulk Hogan will do fine. Hulk Hogan will be fine. Just like Bill Cosby. Yeah, he's getting a bunch of shit. He's still Bill Cosby. Fuck him.
He's Dr. Bill Cosby, actually.
Dr. Huxtable.
No, Dr. Cosby.
Dr. Wait, Cosby.
I think my favorite reaction, though, was CM Punk's reaction.
What a piece of garbage CM Punk is. To say... So CM Punk takes offense to Hulk Hogan using the N-word and calls it out. Isn't CM Punk the one that called a fan a faggot once at an event?
Homo.
Homo. Got caught calling a fan a homo?
At least that's politically correct.
I guess that's true. If Hogan would have said, I sure hate those Negroes, it would have been a lot better.
Actually, African Americans.
Yeah.
Well, no, but he didn't actually come out against Hulk Hogan from what I read, but he made a joke about it.
Which, I mean, that's all you can do in these days.
Did you read what
age.
He said though?
I did.
He said.
No, I didn't. What happened?
He said, Booker T said 20 years ago that he was coming for him. He finally got him.
And then I saw a less funny person tweet to CM Punk and say, now we know why he hates the Blackhawks.
I know, that guy's on my Facebook friends list. I don't know who he is, but he just added me for some reason, probably from like a wrestling group or something.
He's been, Hulk Hogan, now I realize it's been on a kind of a bad 2 months.
Hulk Hogan
punked, got punked out by CM Punk.
He got punked out, literally.
And now, yeah.
Hulk Hogan has had a bad couple of years, and most of it's his own fault.
It's probably a good thing he got fired for a couple of years.
And then it'll also start crumbling down if you go back and start listening to his promos and you realize, this guy doesn't make any friggin' sense. He's just really good at saying things.
Hey, you know what? I forget who said it best. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to us. It makes sense to the character. Just like Ultimate Warrior. Terrible promos, but to that character.
But you always brought you in.
Yeah.
Same thing with Macho Man could have been the same way.
I
heard his Cream of the Crop promo the other day. Actually, for the first time. I never heard it. I heard it in an odd podcast. I was like,
I am the cream.
A lot of it made no sense.
Most 80s promos don't make much sense.
It was so good, though.
Unless you're Jake the Snake Roberts.
Or Dusty.
Oh, Big Dusty. We miss you now more than ever.
Ric Flair is from North Carolina. How many times a day do you think he uses the N-word?
Technically, he's from Minnesota.
Where is he born?
Yeah, and also Ric Flair was part of a baby smuggling scheme. Never knew his real parents. He was part of an illegal black ring adoption. Everybody knows the story. Okay?
I don't know this story.
How many black people
did
do you think
just
are
made
in
this
Minnesota?
Ric Flair is a black market baby.
I did not know.
He was stolen as a baby out of a hospital. We're going way off tangent.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after the show.
Tell me after the show. We're wrapping this up.
You're not serious, are you?
No, I'm very serious.
Can we have this on the show? Because I don't want to know. I know our audience wants to know what he's talking about.
Go ahead.
Okay. There was an adoption agency.
And this is the final story.
I'll have to get exact details, okay? Ric Flair was stolen as a baby out of a hospital. He was put into this adoption agency who was actually found out years later. This adoption agency had been doing this for years. These people got Ric Flair as a little baby and
in Minnesota.
He was a black market baby. Ric Flair was a black market baby.
Was he in a sequin robe when they stole him?
Woo!
Woo! Woo! I'm flabbergasted by this story.
I'm flabbergasted so much that I'm in
the show.
You guys
have never heard this story.
No, I'm This did very little for my psyche. I thought maybe this would be like good therapy and I could get this out, but I'm still angry. So
I'm actually kind of
happy.
Computer
didn't help.
I
don't know what to say. Let me just be honest. Let's just put it into context. All right, Hulk Hogan is my favorite wrestler of all time, and everyone knew as soon as this news broke. I got texts from all kinds of people, almost like a relative died, and they said, "Are you okay?" And I thought to myself, okay, a lot of people are asking me if I'm okay because they know I'm a big Hogan fan. And I thought, there's going to be two people that don't ask me if I'm okay, and they're instead going to make a joke, and that's Louie and Zach.
Motherfucker, I wasn't going to make
a joke about it, too.
Fucking joke. Why the fuck you call me out?
What was your guys' jokes?
Motherfucker, I didn't even... Okay, I...
Hey, wait, no, wait. I didn't say you made one. I said I thought you would.
Fuck you!
Did you not post on Facebook of Hogan Zero sex tape 2?
No, I said tape 2, Hogan Zero. But it wasn't directed towards you. It was just saying twice now Hogan's got fucked over by one tape. Motherfucker, I didn't...
Now that's the Zach of old right there.
Mine wasn't really a joke. Mine was just more of rubbing it in. Because, like I said, like I said earlier in the show, I've been a person who doesn't like Hulk Hogan for 10 years now, and for Shannon, and for people to what I posted online today on I think on Twitter or on Facebook or no, I'm sorry, it was on Reddit, that people, I've known Hulk Hogan was just a piece of garbage for years now, and that people were still looking at him in their nostalgic rose-colored goggles because he was my hero when I was 8.
Well, and, I think a lot of people forget that you and Hogan were close friends and that you knew his personal life. Or that you're just a airbag that likes to talk shit.
Okay.
You know?
I tell everybody my jokes.
Because I'm looking at him through my rose-colored glasses because I know the Hogan from the TV. See, I was unaware that you had spent so much time with him personally and you had found out everything. You never told me any of this. I'm shocked. I'm flabbergasted.
Hey, you know, you can read enough about somebody, you can read enough about somebody and decipher, you know what? This guy is not that nice of a guy. Okay. What did he do the very moment that he got hired into TNA? What did he do? He hired all these 75-year-old men and all of his best friends, and all of a sudden they were the focal point of TNA. Not the young talent that had built built it from the ground up, but all of a sudden we get, oh, here comes the Nasty Boys.
So his poor business decisions makes him a piece of shit?
Not only that, it's his backstage politicking and his refusing to put over talent and his lies and his deceit and everything about
him. Lies and deceit?
Okay, he was supposed to have a match with Shawn Michaels where he put over Shawn Michaels after the 2005 SummerSlam. And he said, oh no, brother, let me beat Shawn Michaels and then I'll do the job for him at WrestleMania. And then like 2 weeks later, he's just like, oh no, brother, my knee's messed up. I can't have the second match. 2 days after he said that my knee's messed up, he was shown dancing on like live with Regis and Kathy Lee, like nothing had ever happened. And then he goes on to say, oh, brother, Shawn Michaels sucks. People just think he's good because he flips and flops around, brother. He's actually not very good of a worker, brother. Because why? For what reason?
I don't know.
No, you tell me. You're the Hogan lover. You tell me because you clearly know him better than I do. Because
Well, if you want to get into it, do you have the quotes up? Do you have all of these things that you read that he said readily available?
I actually...
Okay. Okay.
I have to go back to my MySpace.
There's two different people here. You're talking about two completely different fucking people here. There's Hogan that's on TV and there's Hogan that is a piece of shit in real life.
And when I look at Hulk Hogan through nostalgic eyes, I look at the guy that's on television. I don't care who he is outside of the ring. I don't watch wrestling for the people behind the stage. I don't watch a movie because I want to know what the actor did on the set. I watch the movie for the movie. I watch Hulk Hogan for the character I see up on the screen. I don't care what he did backstage. He could be the biggest piece of shit in the world. That's not the Hulk Hogan that I like.
He clearly is.
That's fine, but that's not the Hulk Hogan that I like. I like the Hulk Hogan that I see on TV. What you're saying about his personal life, I could care less about. So why does that decide how does that make me an idiot for liking Hulk Hogan the character if I don't like Hulk Hogan the person?
I think you mean you couldn't care less.
Okay. Okay, Hulk Hogan, okay? When I was a kid, okay? Hulk Hogan, the character, all right? The character. I cried when Earthquake slammed down on Hogan's chest and Hogan was hurt. And they said, write Hulk Hogan a get well letter. I wrote Hulk Hogan a get well letter. And guess what? I got a postcard in the mail from Hulk Hogan that said, thank you, brother, and a little arm bracelet. Anybody remember this? No, because you were all too fucking young, okay? I got a bracelet from Hulk Hogan and a postcard that said, thank you. It wasn't real. It wasn't really signed.
But it's still real to you?
But it was Hulk Hogan. Okay, I got something from Hulk Hogan. No, I didn't get shit from Hulk Hogan. I got something from New York, from the office of WWE, who did this as a clear promotion to build heat for a match. That's the character Hulk Hogan, not the real Hulk Hogan.
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
It's fake.
Damn it. I can tell you one thing that got me pissed off beyond anything about a year ago. I sent a nasty, nasty tweet to Hulk, not Hulk Hogan, I'm sorry, I'm on Hulk Hogan, to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. I sent them a very nasty tweet, and I'd like to think I'm the one that got it pulled from television. me, okay. So anybody remember when they were doing the damn alcoholic lemonade spots live on Raw with Adam Rose and Santino Marella?
Vaguely.
I sent a very nasty tweet that said, hey, thanks, two wrestlers that my kids look up to, and you're telling them they can't have a party without having alcohol live on your television show. That's best for business. They never did another one of those segments after that. I did that. I got it pulled off Raw. But my point is, kids do not know, we are damn adults. Kids do not know the difference between people that are getting paid and the characters that they see on television. All I know is my kids saw Adam Rose and Santino Marella saying, let's have a party by drinking. My kids saw that. Millions of other kids saw that. It's just like Hulk Hogan. Two different people. You see him as the character. You see him as the real person. There's two different people. It's completely different. But kids don't know that. So if a parent, if a kid hears about Hulk Hogan, now yes, Hulk Hogan is not as relevant as he used to be 20, 30 years ago. But if a kid hears that Hulk Hogan is spouting this stuff, they're not going to think Terry Bollea. They're going to think Hulk Hogan, by God. That's why they had to do what they did, and that's my final opinion on it.
And I think you're right.
And I've ranted enough. Thank you.
I think reeling it in, actually, is what you did.
Does it piss me off? Yeah, it pisses me off. I'm upset, okay? I am upset. I am, you know, I'm the old guy of the bunch here. I grew up with Hogan.
You're not that much older than me.
Shannon, I'm pushing 40, okay?
Hey.
I watched all the pay-per-views when I was a kid. Back when Hogan was the relevant one. Like I said, I'm the kid that cried when Earthquake crushed his chest in and wrote him that letter. You know, I'm that kid. And it does kind of hurt me to see what's happening right now to him. Like I said, I've heard the stories. I know that he's supposed to be this complete and total piece of shit douchebag in real life. But to go back to the thing that everybody makes fun of, you know, it's still real to me, damn it.
I got nothing to say after that.
Have a good night, everybody.
That was about the best way I could ever think of describing it. So, I think that's a good way to end it.
Sorry I ended it on such a down note.
No, that's not a down note. You're speaking a lot of sense. You're absolutely right. I never even thought of it that way. That the kids that don't know the difference between Hulk Hogan the man and Hulk Hogan the character will just see the name Hulk Hogan and the word nigger together and will always think that's what Hulk Hogan said. Because they didn't say Terry Bollea said this, they said Hulk Hogan. You're absolutely right. So. Alright, well. For myself and Zach and Louie and John, have a good night, folks.